Cultivating a Honeycomb of Gracious Words, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. What words are you putting out into the world? Are you choosing your words thoughtfully, taking every opportunity to encourage and uplift others? Are your words sweetening the lives of those who hear or read them? Or are you following the social media trend to speak your mind, set someone straight, or put another in his or her rightful place? Maybe you try to be encouraging, but others just push your buttons to the point where you feel like you have to say something or you'll burst. It's so easy in heated moments of conflict to get caught up in the latest political, social, fashion, or celebrity debate, and say things you'll wish later you hadn't said. So if you slipped up in your words a few times, you're not alone. James chapter 3, verse 2 describes how we all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. Still, Scripture reminds us that those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Maybe you've been surprised by things you've heard or read by other Christians. Perhaps your own words at times have caught you off guard. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, gives incentive for choosing to be careful with your words, describing the difference it can make in your life to do so, stating, "Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin." If you struggle with speaking careless words, ask God to set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. As well, Psalm chapter 34, verse 13, urges to keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. When you do, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14, encourages that from the fruit of your lips you will be filled with good things. Likewise, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23, describes how the hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent and their lips promote instruction. Ask God to direct your speech so that your words are helping to build up the faith of those around you. As Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 urges, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.